in the administration is mostly Christian. There were Buddhists too, but they
Buddhists and Christians. You know.
But you said that there was a little bit of animosity or just mistrust.
Everywhere in Burma, there's always animosity between the Christians and the Buddhists. If you're Burmese, you have to be a Buddhist. And we are an ethnic group, the Karens.
Were the Karen always Christian or?
No, a missionary couple.
Judsons?
The Judsons, yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Judson came. And a lot of, not only the Karens, but other minority groups also became, most of the minorities become Christians.
And then why did they get associated with the British Empire then?
Because, I guess, for the... we are more easily adapted to discipline. We listen to elders or those who are more educated. We are disciplined and we do our job honestly, and your elders will trust you. Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know... how far back was there always tension, religious tension, or is the religious tension because of the British favoritism?
Not right away, though, not when I grew up. Only later on during the Second World War, there's the tension between the Burmese and the British. So I guess... you know, there's always tension and jealousy, like, oh, how come the Karens get better position? And there's always a jealousy and mistrust between each other.
And I remember you saying something about schools, too, that if you went to school in Burma...
Yes, yeah, schools in Burma, mostly Christian, usually go to a English school where everything was taught in English, but... Burmese, Buddhists would go to the Burmese school where everything was taught in Burmese except one English language. In English school, we learn everything in English, but we have to go to a Burmese class just to learn how to write and read Burmese.